from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Topping the news, President Obama's GCC conference. U.S. President Barack Obama tried to reassure skeptical Arab leaders on Thursday during a summit that a potential nuclear deal with Iran would not jeopardize their relationship with Washington.
As we've declared in our joint statement, the United States is prepared to work jointly with GCC member states to deter and confront an external threat to any GCC state's territorial integrity that is inconsistent with the UN Charter.
Now, the Sunni Gulf states have been concerned that Washington's engagement with their arch-rival Iran could help turn the Shiite country into a more aggressive regional power. The U.S. House of Representatives, meanwhile, has overwhelmingly passed a bill giving Congress the right to approve or reject a nuclear deal with Iran. The U.S. and its partners, Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia, have a deadline set for June the 30th for a final nuclear agreement with Iran. Iran would agree to cut its uranium enrichment program to prevent it from being able to build a nuclear weapon. Western sanctions that have damaged the Iranian economy would be eased. Authorities in Burundi say they've arrested three people connected with Wednesday's attempted coup against President Pierre Nkurunziza. A presidential aide told reporters Friday that the three arrested were generals who helped orchestrate the coup attempt. But coup leader Godefroy Niombar was not among them. President Nkurunziza was expected to address the nation on Friday. The streets of the capital of Bujumbura were reported to be quiet Friday after 2 days of violence between the rival factions. This is VOA News. Southeast Asian governments continue to express unwillingness to take in boatloads of migrants and refugees abandoned at sea by people smugglers, worsening an already dire humanitarian crisis. Activists estimate as many as 8,000 so-called boat people remain adrift, many without adequate food or water. The Thai Navy encountered one boat of migrants Thursday and gave them water and food, but refused to take in the migrants. Jeffrey Leibowitz, the country director for the International Organization for Migration in Thailand, spoke with VOA.
This is what we call Anwar's boat, because he's the smuggler who abandoned it, and we've been tracking it very closely. We've been partners. There have been people on the ground who've been in contact with the boat for some time. It had not had food or water for over 5 days. Apparently, 2 days ago, the Malaysians did find it and gave them some supplies and then helped the boat on to Thai waters.
Malaysia, Indonesia, and Thailand, three countries where the migrants and refugees have been trying to reach, say the desperate migrants are not their responsibility, rejecting appeals by the UN and rights groups to help the migrants. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrives in Beijing on Saturday for a 2-day visit with civilian and military leaders. The key focus of the trip is preparing for upcoming high-level talks between leaders and a visit by Chinese President Xi Jinping to the U.S. later on this year. But a growing controversy over China's massive land reclamation effort in disputed waters of the South China Sea could overshadow Kerry's visit. VOA's Bill Ide has more from Beijing.
A senior State Department official tells Reuters that the issue will be brought up during the visit and that Kerry will leave China in absolutely no doubt about Washington's commitment to freedom of navigation and flight in the South China Sea. But how far he will go in making that point is not clear. William Chung, a senior fellow with the International Institute for Strategic Studies, says Kerry is likely to allude to the issue of patrols during the visit, and if he does, that will spark a strong response from China.
I think in the end it's a question of how far the U.S. is willing to push at the risk of escalation.
China and the United States plan to host high-level economic and security talks later this year. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
And for more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. American blues guitarist B.B. King, the idol of generations of musicians and fans, died late Thursday at his home in Las Vegas. He was 89. For most of a career spanning nearly 70 years, Mr. King was not only the undisputed king of the blues, but a mentor to scores of guitarists. He included Eric Clapton, Buddy Guy, and Jimi Hendrix. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.